Oh, well, you're finally here. It's about time. Now sit your ass right there in that chair. We gotta study. Seriously, if you weren't here in the next 5 minutes, I'd have given up. And I can't imagine trying to study for a citizenship test that I don't even need to take. It doesn't make a lick of sense. Now, No, sit your ass right there. Get your hands off of me. Sit your ass right there. All right, I've been patient, and you're very cute, but you need to study or you're never going to pass that exam. Yeah, no, definitely. You have to pass. Okay. All right. Let's see. We're going to go over the basics again. Oh, don't give me that look. Come on now. All right. Now, who are the Aboriginal people in Canada? You got it. They were the first people to live here. Now, second question. What are the three main groups of the Aboriginal peoples? We've got the First Nations, the Inuit, and the Métis. All right. Bonus question. From whom are the Métis descended? That's right. The Métis are descended from early French and English fur traders and the First Nations women. Now, let's talk about Manitoba for a minute. True or false, Manitoba is the easternmost of the three prairie provinces. You got it, true. Alberta, Saskatchewan, and Manitoba. Now, what is the capital of Manitoba? I know I've talked about this more than once. That's right, Winnipeg. And what was Winnipeg's original name during the administration of Hudson Bay's company during the fur trade? You were close. Rupert's Land. I know. It's come a long way, hasn't it? All right. So, stop. Quit playing footsie. We gotta pay attention. Or you're never gonna pass. And we're here to make you pass. All right. The federal government placed the Aboriginal children of the First Nations people in residential schools to educate and assimilate them into their culture. Now, how do the Aboriginals feel about those schools? You got it. They did not welcome the schools, as they were destroying their language and their cultural practices, as they were prohibited. Yeah, it's pretty sad. Now, which group of Aboriginal people make up more than half of the population in the Northwest Territories and Nunavut? You got it, the Inuit. Why are the Aboriginal peoples of Canada working towards self-government? They want to keep their unique cultures and languages alive and regain control over decisions that affect their lives. Let's see. I swear, after this. One more question and we'll take a break. Are you okay? I know I keep throwing these questions at you. I think you'll be all right. Now, stop looking around for shady corners. I know we're here, we're in public, you need to behave. Okay, maybe a little PDA won't kill anybody, and there's not that many people here. Give me a little sugar. You're gonna ace this test. I can't wait until you get your Canadian citizenship. You've been really working hard. I'm so proud of you. Now you wait here. I'm going to run down to the librarian and grab a copy of that test. And we'll run through these questions one by one and see how you do. All right. Mwah. I'm back. Did you miss me? All right. Let me take a seat real quick. Look at some more of these questions. Why did the early explorers first come to the Atlantic Canada? That's right, to fish and trade with the Aboriginal people. What three industries helped early settlers build communities in the Atlantic region? Farming, fishing, and, you got it, shipbuilding. Well, they were the basis for the strong communities in the Atlantic region. We have a really important day. It's called Remembrance Day. What day is Remembrance Day celebrated on? November 11th, you got it. Good work. Let's see. And in what year was the Canadian Confederation created? That's right. Confederation was in 1867. So, when is Canada Day, and what does it celebrate? You got it. Canada Day is on July 1st and celebrates the anniversary of our Confederation. Let's see here. Who has the right to apply for a Canadian passport? Canadian citizens have the right. That's why you're taking this test, so we can go overseas. What are the four rights that Canadian citizens have? Citizenship rights include the right to enter and leave Canada freely. You have mobility rights, such as the right to live and work anywhere in Canada, the right to apply for a Canadian passport, the right to be educated in either official language, the right to vote in a federal and provincial territorial election, and the right to be a candidate in the elections. Have you memorized your oath of citizenship yet? Let's go over it now. I swear or affirm that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II, Queen of Canada, her heirs and successors, and that I will faithfully observe the laws of Canada and fulfill my duties as a Canadian citizen. Sounds good, doesn't it? All you gotta do is pass this test. I'm so excited. It's gonna be amazing. All right, give me a kiss. I think you got this. We'll see.